David carried on around the walls, tapping high and low.
Like you said, mighty one, they ain't left by the entrance. So where? Ah!
David stopped at the disguise rift, beckoning lanterns to the spot.
This must be it.
She rooted among the loose rubble which was blocking the exit.
I was right. Look at this.
The ancient rat was holding up a small wooden spoon which had belonged to one of the young fugitives. Valair inspected the escape exit.
Unblock it. Use your spear points and knives. Quickly!
The fat stoat, thinking he could redeem himself by helping with the work, grabbed his spear. Valair shook her head.
Not you. Give me that spear.
The stoat passed her the spear, pleading.
But, Majesty, I'll find them for you. Forgive me, mighty one.
The other ravagers present turned their eyes away as the queen lunged with the weapon. Valair looked down impassively at the dying stoat.
Now you are forgiven. How does it feel?
The fat stoat died without saying a single word. Valair sensed rather than saw Zwilt the Shade enter the cave. Old Derva watched him sweep by.
Well, look at who's back.
The tall sable surveyed the scene quickly.
What's been going on here?
Valair countered the question with one of her own.
Where are the runaways you said you'd bring back?
Zwilt had his story ready. He could not tell his queen what really happened.
The runaways are all dead. I caught up with them out in the woodlands. They fought, but I slew them all.
Derva sniggered.
And what are the four ravagers who were with you? I see they haven't returned.
Zwilt did his best to ignore her, whilst continuing with his original inquiry.
They were slain in the fight. Where are the captives?
Valair nodded toward the rear wall, where the guards were trying to break through with their weapons.
Somewhere, at the back of there. We'll soon find out. Come on, you idiots. A few woodland babes did that. Put your backs into it, weaklings.
Zwilt inspected the congested gap, noting the bent spear points and blades of the workers.
That's because it was blocked from the other side. Instead of trying to pull those rocks out, why don't you try to push them back?
Valair saw the wisdom in his suggestion.
Do as Commander Zwilt says. Jump to it. I want those captives found and brought back here.
A sarcastic note crept into Zwilt's tone.
And what if they're not found? We're due back at that abbey sometime soon. I think your captives will be long gone by now, so what'll you do then, oh mighty one?
It was the insolent way in which Zwilt used her title that nettled Valair. Her eyes flashed angrily.
Tell me, O great commander, who cannot bring back a few pitiful runaway guards, what would you do?
Zwilt's eyes betrayed nothing, although he was seething inside. He did, however, broach a solution.
I would do what I first wanted to, attack Redwall. You saw how few real warriors they have. We have almost 200 trained fighters. I could do it if you wanted me to.
The Sable Queen paused as if pondering his suggestion. She gave a reply in a harsh, regal voice.
I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to realise that I am your queen. Now, help to get that rubbish out of the way and get after those escaped prisoners, or else...
Zwilt kept his distance from Valair wisely. Knowing how swift she could be with her tiny poison dagger, he dropped his paw to his sword hilt.
Or else what? You seem to have forgotten that I've slain more beasts than you've eaten suppers. I'll obey you for now. But if the captives can't be found, then I'll conquer Redwall with or without you.
Valair smiled.
But for now, you will obey me. So get to it, Zwilt. Bring the captives back here.
The tall sable smiled back at her.
As you wish, Majesty. Step aside, if you please.
Valair stepped away from the blocked entrance. Zwilt moved sideways to pass by her, remarking,
Now we know where we both stand. 'Twould not be wise for me to turn my back upon you.
Valair touched the crystal sheath, which held her lethal little blade. She was still smiling.
Aye, Zwilt. 'Twould not be wise at all. Though sometimes you do not even have to turn your back on the Sable Queen. Ask him.
She walked gracefully off, pointing to the dead stoat.